Welcome to the Holistic Hospitality Design Podcast, where you'll receive tips, inspiration, and insights on creating intentional environments that foster community, elevated experiences, and well-being. I'm your designer, your host, and your guide, Rachel Lorraine Crawford. Hey there, we are at episode number 5 of the Holistic Hospitality Design Podcast. I'm so excited that you're here with me. Today, I'm talking all about how interior designers charge for services. I'm going to share my process and procedures for pricing. Interior designers charge so many different ways. So I'm going to give you a little insight on what I'm doing and why I think it's been working so well. Before we do that, I'm going to go ahead and just light a candle here, creating space intentionally with all of you that are listening. And then the card that I am working on for the deck is clarity. And when I talk about clarity, I'm talking about just having a simple, clean look at something. So breaking something down to the basics, getting to the bottom of it all, waking up fresh. It's like that energy of going to the ocean and you just have this fresh air about you and you can see crystal clear. One of the stones that I love to work with for clarity is clear quartz. That's going to give you just this really beautiful, clean window into insight and wisdom. So clarity, if you want to bring it in, I love rosemary. I love peppermint. Those scents to kind of just give you a clean, clear vision. And I'm hoping that today with this podcast, you're going to get a clean, clear vision of how designers or how myself in particular charges for interior design services and what that includes. So with interior design services, vary. Different designers charge so many different ways, hourly, flat rate, by the square foot. You know, they're coming up with different formulas. So I wanted to let you know with myself, I price, it's a flat rate. And it's for commercial spaces, hospitality spaces, it's a square footage fee. So I basically find out how many square feet we're designing, and then I multiply that by the current rate that I'm charging for square feet. And there's several reasons why I do that versus an hourly approach. I've been doing interior design for a very long time, over 20 years. And I just found that this approach for me is the easiest, most practical way about going about it. So I wanted to give you some benefits of pricing with a flat rate. And the first one is transparency. You are clear upfront with what those design costs are going to be. So that's going to eliminate the uncertainty that is often associated with hourly billing. You know exactly what to expect and you can budget accordingly. You know the dollar amount, you're not second guessing, you're not wondering, you're not waking up in the middle of the night, just kind of figuring it out. Number two, again, is that simplicity factor. We are also not wasting time tracking hours. Every moment that we're on your job, we really want to focus that energy on your design project. So by eliminating complicated billing statements, we can really focus on what you're doing. And again, it's going to reduce that stress factor of not knowing how much something is costing. And it's also going to keep you on task. Number three is value-based. We are basing our design fee on the emphasis of value that you're receiving versus just time being spent on a project. You're going to feel comfortable that the time that we're spending on your project is efficient and we're doing everything we can to keep on track. And one of the things too, like when we're designing, I don't want to feel like I have to be stuck at a desk trying to come up with these ideas or new concepts. I often get great ideas, new concepts when I'm driving, when I'm out and about, when I'm at the ocean. There's all these different spaces where I'm in a museum or I'm at a showroom and I might not be working, but I'm getting these inspirational spaces. So I want to be able to have the freedom to go out, experience life, so that I can come up with these beautiful, unexpected concepts and ideas without being stuck to a desk. And you know, when you're at a desk and you're forcing something, that can take hours. It can take you like 5 hours sitting there trying to come up with a concept. But if I'm out and about engaging and connecting with other business owners or other artists, I can get inspiration in an instant. So huge in that way. Again, it's very efficient. So When I'm collaborating with you as the business owner, we're just really practical. We're on the same page. We know what the goal is and we want to execute it. We don't want to drag this out. We don't want to accumulate hours. And I don't want you to think that we're accumulating hours just to get paid, you know, saying that something is taking 5 hours or really it took half an hour to get something done. So I really want to be clear on that. And then it's just got this beautiful holistic approach, which we spoke about earlier, about being able to create space to cultivate inspiration, to create these spaces of time and ideas. And we're also able to design your space in a way where it's like, okay, you know what? This piece is taking a little bit longer. That's okay. We are going to spend the time to do this piece because we know if we can do this and this amount of time, it's going to, you know, make things go faster down the line. So we're just really feeling into stuff. When we're designing, we're very intuitive, really feeling in, being okay with something taking a little bit longer and okay if something just takes an instant and going with it. So a lot of the design process is very intuitive and I really want to cultivate a space in our industry, in our practices, that is going to create the best outcome for everybody. And then when I'm doing interior design, I also wanted to kind of define the deliverables that you're receiving under interior design service and what you're receiving in procurement. For me, I've kind of created these two different areas of billing and ways of operation. So it's super simple. I really want to create things very simple, easy to understand. I don't like over elaborating or making things more difficult or complicated just to make it seem like I'm giving all this value. So I really am strong on keeping things simple and clean. So what you're gonna get or what's included in your interior design service is gonna be all the design meetings that we have between you and myself and the contractors in the design phase. Also, this is gonna include all the design meetings that I have with my team, my draftsperson, anyone that is helping me, assisting me with, you know, coming up with color palettes and sourcing, all of that, all those things are included in the design fee. This is also going to include concept creation. This is a huge piece of the interior design process. A lot of people might say, I don't need that piece. It's like, no. That's like building a house without a foundation. You cannot design a space without having some sort of concept, having some sort of baseline. So that's going to include your mood boards, the feeling, the vibe, like all those things that are going to set the stage for the project. It's also going to include your scaled floor plans. So we're going to have floor plans that are scaled, that are appropriate. So we know proportions. So we know what can go where. We're looking at flow of the space and how it's being utilized. This is also going to include your elevations. These are scaled elevations. An elevation is looking at, say, a wall. Where a floor plan is looking at it like from a bird's eye view. So if you were a bird looking down, that's what a floor plan is. And then the elevation is if you were to stand in front of a wall and you're looking at the wall, you're looking at the placement of art and tile and where things are situated. So it's going to include your elevations and your floor plans, which is going to be needed for all of your tradespeople so they know exactly what goes where, what's the layout, what's the scale, what's the grout color, what's the grout size, exactly where that piece of art is being hung, where that light fixture is being hung, how high from the floor is it, you know, standing from the ground, where is that mirror in the bathroom? All those details are coming in on elevations. The other thing we provide are basic 3D renderings. This is going to give you an idea of the massing of the space so that when you're standing in the lobby, you know exactly, okay, there's the seating bench there. This is the hostess stand. So you can see the flow of things. What's the sight line looking into the restaurant? What's, you know, looking out the window? What are we looking at there? So very basic. These are not renderings that are photorealistic, you know, that look like a photograph. These are mostly just so that you can get a baseline of how the space is going to feel. Now, if you did need photorealistic renderings to present to an investor or to show the public, that is definitely something that we can offer and bring to the table. It will just be an additional fee. So within our basic design service, our everyday package, it's going to come with those basic 3D renderings. And then we also have a lighting plan. Have to have a lighting plan in there. This is where the electrician knows where all the switches are, where the crayon lights are going, where the decorative lights are going. Everything is spelled out. There's schedules for all of this that shows exactly what fixture goes where, what it entails, what are, you know, what's the wattage, what's the color temperature of each one of those lamps and bulbs, which is huge. We need to know all of that creates our space. And then it's also going to include sourcing. So sourcing all your materials, all your finishes, all your furniture pieces, sourcing wall fixtures. This is going to source wallpapers and paint color, the ceiling tiles that are going on the ceiling, your window treatments. All those things have to be sourced, and that is included in your design fee. We also include a contractor's binder. This is a physical binder that we hand to the contractor that has all of your elevations, your floor plans, the spec sheets, tear sheets of each one of the products that are going in. So all the lighting has its own spec sheet, its own details, installation, instructions. It's going to be in a beautiful binder that gets handed to your contractor, which they're going to love because they need to have that on site in order to know the overall plan. You know, this is going to include your paint schedule, the finish of paint, color of paint, what color is the trim, like all those little details is going in this binder. And then the last thing you're going to receive in your design package is the digital dashboard that you receive. We currently use a program in the house website where we hold all our invoices. It's where we do all our purchase orders. It's where we have everything arranged and organized. So anything that you need to know about the project, it's going to be on this online dashboard. We also use this dashboard for all of our messaging. So you're not going to have to go through email trying to search for like, what was that email that I, you know, we were talking about the sofa and the new color that we changed it to. It's all in one place and all the messages are in that one space. So anyone from the team can go in and see what was the last conversation, where did we leave off, and all the details are there so that we can start pulling things. And then your project is organized. So if you needed to go back and be like, oh my gosh, what was that backsplash tile in that first bathroom? I totally forgot. You can go into that room and you can see an image of that tile, know what the grout color is, know what the layout is, because it's all in one place that's completely organized. So all that comes in your, within your interior design fee. That's the services of interior design encompassing all of those things. And then we have the next phase, which is all about procurement. So this is once everything's been approved, we're good to go. We offer procurement services, and this is based on a percentage of the cost of the goods that we're selling to you. So this is a percentage added onto the fee that we charge for the actual product, and procurement is going to cover placing all of your orders. This is huge and extremely important. We place all the orders. We need to know all the dimensions. We put in the finishes. Every little detail that happens gets placed through us. We organize all of that. We know where everything is at. We don't have you place those orders with our bespoke interior design services because we need to know where everything's at. Keep our tabs, fingers on the pulse of everything that's happening. We request all the custom bids, all the bids for, you know, the wallpaper, the fabric, all those things that we need to know. If something's being made, we'll get a bid for you. We handle all the coordination, which includes deliveries, installations, connections with the contractors, site measures, you know, all those things that are happening, all the moving parts. We're in touch with everybody through that procurement fee. Procurement fee is also going to pay for any claims that need to be filed. Things are going to come in damaged. Things are going to come in the wrong finish. Things are going to come in incorrectly. We handle all of that troubleshooting, the connection back and forth with the vendor, connection back and forth with the delivery team. Anything that goes wrong, we are handling that with our design team. And then we're also, you know, doing all the follow-ups on all the orders. We're making sure things are still on track. Nothing is falling through the cracks. And then we're on site. We're on site throughout the construction process when things are being installed. I'm there looking, okay, is that tile going in the right direction? Is the grout line the right size? Is it the right color? Are they putting the light fixtures where they need to go? So it's having that set of eyes on the project at all times, making sure that everything is being executed in the way that it needs to perform properly. So the next thing that I wanted to just kind of share with you with design service and procurement is when these fees are being paid. So with the interior design fee, we take a 50% deposit at the time of the agreement. So once we sign the agreement, the contract, we take a 50% deposit. And then when we present our design package, that's when we collect the remaining 50% because that has our design fee kind of all wrapped up in that first phase there. We do offer revisions. So as we're presenting, if you need to make a revision with the floor plan, with, you know, a certain product, fabric, we do one set of revisions in that space and then we'll represent. And then we do one more set. So we do two sets of revisions. And when I say sets, it's like we meet, we look at everything, we mark all the things that we need to change. That's a revision. And then we come back together, do the same thing. And if there should only be like one or two little things, and then that's complete. And everything's signed off on, it's all approved. And then we go into procurement. So with procurement, you're going to pay that procurement fee right when we place the order. So you'll have all your orders, all your products itemized, and then you're going to have a procurement fee also itemized. And the procurement fee is just on the cost of the goods that we're selling you. There's no procurement fee on shipping and installation and that kind of thing. So kind of just wanted to break those things down. Every single designer does things totally different. This is just the way that I price out, and I find it to be very efficient. It's super clean. You understand what you're getting. You know, the clarity is there 100%, and I just absolutely love it. I feel like the pricing piece, figuring out, you know, what goes where can be very daunting and it can be intimidating. And I like to just put it out there. This is what it is, so that we can move on to the fun stuff. I don't want to, you know, count hours. I don't want to have you feel like you can't ask me questions about design because, oh my God, she's charging me as I'm talking to her right now. She's charging me as I'm texting her. Like, I have these questions that I want to get answered, but I'm scared to take up time because I know how much it's going to cost to get it. So all that's unaccounted for, knowing that we're going to have questions, knowing that there's going to be things that pop up that you need clarification on, because this is your first time, you know, having an interior designer for most of you. This is the first time of hiring somebody to design your space because you're now at a place where you have the funds to get a professional in to take your business to the next level. So I get it. And I want to be your guide. I want to be with you to execute your vision. Like, you came up with this business, you came up with this restaurant, you have this vision for the bar, you've got all these things going on. I want to be your partner to help you get it to that next level and make your business dreams come true. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me. I am available on Instagram, email, text, all those things. So please do not hesitate to reach out to me. My email is Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L, at Tigervale, T-I-G-E-R, V as in Victor, E-I-L.com. And Instagram is Tigervale, all one word, obviously. But please, please, please let me know what you think about this episode. If you know of anybody that can benefit from learning more about interior design services or that are looking to elevate their business or even to start a new business, please connect with me. I'd love to take your ideas to fruition. Until next time, happy business doing and designing and all the things. Can't wait to connect with you soon.